This is Focus with Emma Griffiths on ABC Radio Brisbane.
6 billion dollars. That's a lot of money. The Cross River Rail isn't going to cost that much. It's double what the Queen's Wharf project is costing to build. And for $6 billion, you could build 5 Lady Cilento Children's Hospitals. 5 of them. So what is the $6 billion cost we're talking about today on Focus? Well, $6 billion is the cost of workplace bullying. Bullying behaviour costs Australia at least $6 billion a year. So, it's costing us a lot of money, and apparently we're not doing a very good job of managing it. You'll hear from a human resources strategist, an expert in organisational behaviour, and find out whether you're likely to be a target without even knowing. And from you on Focus today, because you are the star of the show, have you been in a workplace where there was bullying? Maybe you were the person being bullied, or you were the one accused of bullying. Perhaps you were the manager trying to sort it all out. What a nightmare. What happened? To share your experience, 1300 222 612 on Focus today, you could text 0467 922 612. And if you want to listen while you're on the go, at work, doing the shopping, in and out of the car, the ABC Listen app, it's free to download on your device. You can plug in those earphones and keep your focus on Focus today.
Focus with Emma Griffiths on ABC Radio Brisbane.
Workplace bullying. Have you been in a workplace where you experienced bullying, where you saw it happening? 1300 222 612. To talk us through it today, Dr. Libby Sander is Assistant Professor of Organisational Behaviour at Bond Uni. Libby, hello.
Good morning, Emma.
Matt Stant is an HR strategist working for an independent HR consultancy here in Brisbane. Matt, thanks for coming in.
Good morning, Emma.
And Raquel Peel is a PhD student in psychology at James Cook University. Hello, Raquel.
Hello, good morning, Emma.
Raquel, I'll start with you and your research, because I know you've got some time pressures this morning. You've been looking at what could make you more likely to be bullied at work. What have you found?
That's correct. So we found that there are characteristics that make someone prone to being bullied in the workplace. And some of them are being bullied as a child, being female, young, and being neurotic. Now, neuroticism is a highly misunderstood personality trait. It's often associated with mental illness. But in fact, it's a normal trait that many of us have.
Neurotic, the neurotic person.
Yes.
How do I know if that's me? I'm feeling paranoid now. Does that mean I'm neurotic?
You could be, but as I said... yes, you could be, but it's a normal trait, and there are two sides of the neurotic trait. At one hand, there are people that have proneness to negative mood, anxiety, angriness, difficulty managing stress, but on the other side, they are highly dedicated, hardworking people. So it just depends on what we focus our energy on.
It's sounds almost like, you know, what you might think of as a victim blaming exercise, like, don't wear that short skirt, you're just asking to being bullied, really.
It does sound like it, but that wasn't our intention when we conducted that research. We definitely don't want to be blaming the victim. On the opposite, we want to give people the control. So if you know that you might be someone prone to being a victim, you can take control. You can protect yourself by focusing on your mental health, focusing on having mental health days, self-care, and reframing some of those thoughts. Like you said, I'm feeling paranoid, but could I reframe that to, I want to work harder, I want to dedicate my time to being productive at work?
So changing your mindset.
That's correct.
Are you tempted to look at what sort of personality types are more likely to engage in bullying behaviour?
I suppose there could be a future study that's beyond the scope of what we did. I think there is a lot of research done on that already. I wanted to look at what makes us more prone to being bullied.
What prompted you to look at this?
I think it's my passion for mental health and mental well-being in all different contexts. And being an academic, we are just as exposed to bullying as any other workplace.
And how did you go about doing this study, Raquel?
So it was an online survey, so I can't really say who we targeted in terms of workplace because it was spread online and I didn't want to sort of expose people. And I suppose I was looking for personality characteristics as a focus. But the interesting thing that we did find is a different trend. So normally we associate workplace bullying with absenteeism. And we were looking to sort of confirm that. But we found a new trend called presenteeism. People are increasingly attending work despite feeling harassed. And that's the key finding.
Isn't that a good thing?
It sounds like it is a good thing, except that if people continue to go to work when they're feeling ill or harassed, productivity goes down. And it's not ideal. So there was a study done by Medibank, and they found that the amount of money they're losing on having people come to work when they're not their best is they're actually better off giving those people the equivalent of 7 days off a year, an extra 7 days off a year. So again, talking about self-care, talking about mental health days should be the focus.
Mental health days, doona days. Is that what that is, a doona day? You just need to stay in bed.
No, it doesn't have to be a doona day. I think it has to be whatever makes that person feel better.
Libby Sand, finding that out sometimes can be a bit tricky too, can't it? Dr. Libby Sand, Assistant Professor, Organisational Behaviour at Bond Uni. What do you think? Are there particular types of people who are more likely to be accused of bullying or to be the bully?
So, interestingly, in terms of workplace research and bullying, there's much less research, or there has been traditionally, into the person who is the bully rather than the people who've been the brunt of the bullying. So there are a number of factors that seem to contribute to it from what we do know from the literature. And some of those are the presence of a high workload, the person having quite a low level of control over their work and how they're able to spend their time, and experiencing high stress. Now, of course, none of those are justifications for bullying, but these seem to be fairly consistent conditions that help lead to bullying. And then the people themselves that seem to be bullies are either, you know, more aggressive perhaps in their personality types, or have an ability to read people in the workplace and to identify those that perhaps are going to be an easier target, if that's a horrible thing to say, to bully than others. So people who perhaps do lack some confidence, who might worry more about whether or not they're doing a good job, or maybe much more junior in terms of their power in the organisation. And obviously that power imbalance is a big factor that contributes to this. So, you know, there's a whole range of factors, you know, as well as the culture of the organisation, leadership and management, but it's certainly a huge, huge issue.
Raquel, there you go. There is an opening for some research into who might do this.
Absolutely.
Can you remind us again what you found, what you said right at the start about the characteristics of the people who are more likely to be bullied at work? I'm not sure that we just need that repeated, I think.
That's okay. I'll tell you what that would look like. So a neurotic individual in the workplace would be someone who excessively worries about missing out on an opportunity at work, like a promotion, for example. It might be someone who is concerned about what other colleagues are thinking or saying about them, especially in their absence. So it comes in subtle ways. And I think that's why it's such an important thing to be discussed.
And you said more likely to be female?
that's what the statistics is saying. I think, again, just because of the personality trait.
Okay. Raquel, thank you very much. Raquel Peel is a PhD student at James Cook University. She's a researcher in psychology there. This is Focus on ABC.